Ballet companies all over the country are putting on the Nutcracker. For most of these companies, this holiday classic helps them to stay in business. In Chicago, a new $4 million production for the Joffrey Ballet premieres tonight, and expectations are high, as our man Jeff London reports.
If this music by Tchaikovsky gives you visions of sugarplum fairies, you're not alone. For many ballet fans and practically every ballet dancer, the Nutcracker is kind of the gateway drug. Christopher Wheeldon danced his first Nutcracker when he was 11 with London's Royal Ballet.
And I was selected to be one of the kids in that production. And then I, you know, continued dancing in the Nutcracker for my years as a dancer, especially moving to America. So as a dancer with the New York City Ballet, I danced in the Balanchine production for the years that I was there.
Wheeldon is now a choreographer, and he's created a brand new Nutcracker for the Joffrey Ballet. It replaces the work that founder Robert Joffrey choreographed in 1987, his last before he died of AIDS.
From the business side of the Joffrey, the Nutcracker generates over 50% of our annual box office revenue.
Greg Cameron is the Joffrey's executive director. He says the annual production doesn't just bring in revenue. It expands audiences.
It helps us introduce them to ballet, and then I think helps us extend invitations to them to return and see the other kinds of work that we do.
So when the Joffrey production grew a little bit long in the tooth, the company raised more than $4 million for a new production. Christopher Wheeldon says he was game, but definitely had questions.
You know, if I'm going to approach a classic like the Nutcracker, how can I put my stamp on it? You know, why is it worthwhile to look at this?
The key for him was setting the new production in Chicago, specifically at the famous World's Fair of 1893, a period that's actually contemporaneous with the original ballet. He and his team began to do research and came across
one photograph in particular of a worker's shack sitting under the towering skeletal sort of construction of the buildings going up. And that sort of made us think about, oh, well, perhaps this is maybe the story of an immigrant worker's family rather than, you know, the child of a wealthy Victorian family.
So Wheeldon's Nutcracker, with a new scenario by children's book author Brian Selznick, focuses on Polish immigrants.
The largest innovation in this production is its setting, is the idea that it's a poor family, that it focuses on a community that sort of comes together at Christmas and very much makes do with what it has.
And it has a big cast, some 50 professional dancers and more than 100 kids. Principal ballerina Victoria Gianni danced her first Nutcracker in Tbilisi, Georgia, when she was 11. She's been with the company for 14 years and danced many roles in Joffrey's Nutcracker, including the Sugar Plum Fairy. This year, she's doing the equivalent part, but says Christopher Wheeldon has added psychological dimension.
Here, we have a chance to build a story. It has a bit more depth, in my perspective, and meaning. So the first act, I play the sculptress, also a single parent to Marie and Fritz. She is sculpting one of the biggest sculptures of the World's Fair in Chicago. And then in the second act, in Marie's imagination, it's in her dream that her mom becomes a golden statue herself.
And the World's Fair setting seems a natural fit for the second act, where the magical Drosselmeyer character, here called the Impresario, takes young Marie on a tour of the fair.
It seemed like a no-brainer in a way, because the the international pavilions at the World's Fair are kind of the perfect setting for the sort of standard national dances of the second act.
Christopher Wheeldon says despite the fresh take, he's making sure his production delivers what's expected of a Nutcracker.
We follow the structure of the story quite closely and the things that are dictated by the score, like the Christmas tree growing, the land of the snow, the waltz of the snowflakes. All of those are still very much in this production.
And despite the high price tag, the Joffrey's executive director, Greg Cameron, feels it's worth every penny of the $4 million. And he hopes the production can tour and be taped, so people outside Chicago can experience it as well. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.